You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The College Hockey Experience Frozen Four Picks on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play their fantasy pickup for a chance to win 100 times the amount of money you can enter at NHL, MLB, UFL, NBA, golf, and much, much more. Sign up today using that promo code TCESGPN to get 100% deposit match. We're also brought to you by AVO. Look, AVO is the premier arbitrage sports betting tool. Use their tool to bet both sides and lock in a profit. Access their platform for free at arbsversodds.com. That's arbsversodds.com. Plus, in honor of Masters Week, Golf Gambling Podcast guys are giving away a TaylorMade Spider X putter for free. Enter at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/masters. Once again, that's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/masters.
Hey, this is Derek Stevens. I'm the owner of Circa Las Vegas. You're listening to SGPN. Let it ride.
To the hockey experience, the college hockey experience, and the Frozen Four picks again. We are down to four. Obviously, Tuesday, April 9th. Here we are, loaded up, and that music is just fantastic. If you know your history, NHL '94, that game changed lives. All right, that did more than fucking a lot of things on this planet. A lot of things on this planet that we could break down, and maybe we'll do an episode of that in the off season. If you're wondering who the hell you're listening to, well, my name is Colby Swiggin, Dantabase Dan, AKA Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick.
He was raised in the land down under, where a man thinks on his feet, speaks with his fists, and lives by his wits.
When Dundee happened, he was a superstar.
And you're nothing but a chameleon, lemon-headed, coward, terrorist pussy. And I'm after you, buddy. You're going to pay for it. Good night.
Oh, yeah, we are down to four. Thursday. Look, you think, oh, March Madness is done. College basketball experience over. No. We're going to be talking basketball all offseason. But it's time to focus on the Frozen Four yet again. Because sports just keep on rolling. God bless this country. All right. Just got sports nonstop. College baseball experience thriving. College football experience never stops. I know the Masters, we just promoted the Masters. MLB is rolling along. NHL playoffs coming soon. Just rolling. I am joined by my co-host. He is the host of the College Baseball Experience. And yeah, hopefully you're watching this youtube.com/the college experience. Hit that like, hit that subscribe button. Give it up for Noah Beadick. How you doing, brother?
What's going on, Colby? I'm currently watching, along with doing this show, I'm watching my NHL team season go by the wayside with the Detroit Red Wings currently losing to the Washington Caps in a very pivotal game for the last Eastern Conference wildcard spot. But I do have the Michigan Wolverines in the Frozen Four as well. By the way, picked all four of the teams that are currently in the Frozen Four. So if you listen to that episode 2 weeks ago, we cashed pretty good.
We did cash pretty good. And sorry, I'm a Caps fan. So, I mean, we're dueling here, you know?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. It's okay.
But obviously we have a bunch of games coming up on Thursday. I'm super excited for, you know, what's great about the Frozen Four is that like, there are times where I love a series, you know, like I love a 7-game series at times, but I still think the Frozen Four, one single elimination is pretty fucking awesome. It's like every game's a game 7. What's your stance on that? You like a 7-game, you prefer a 7-game series or 5-game series?
I think I like the 3. Like I love kind of how the college baseball NCAA tournament goes about. Cause you get double elimination pool play and then 3-game series and then it flips back. I like how that's formatted best. In my opinion, I wish the NCAA hockey tournament was a little bit bigger if they were going to do 1-game elimination. That would be my
they should on. Do that. They need to get some more money behind it, but that's why we're doing this damn podcast.
Yeah,
let's go. Yeah. I mean, look, I know you have BDE right now, even though your Red Wings are losing. the Michigan Wolverines took down Michigan State. First off, you took down what? Western Michigan. No, I'm sorry. State. They took down Western Michigan. Well,
I mean, shit, we had Western on the show. +200. They were
it should have hit. It should have hit. Yeah.
They were up 4-2 and they give up the tying goal in third period to Michigan State with 50 seconds to go. And all momentum was gone going into OT. So Michigan finished off the job that the Broncos couldn't do. We ended, you know, little brother's dream season. They get back to the mountaintop in the, I mean, it was the CCHA, but in the Big Ten, they win the Big Ten tournament and regular season. And we end the season. That was perfect.
I mean, that is beautiful. Like even if you don't win the championship, like just beating little brother, you know, in your eyes.
I was at Easter dinner with some extended family. Oh my God. There was quite a few Sparties, that Sparty grads, in attendance. Watching that misery was tremendous. I now know what Colby just, he loves it more than anything. But for those that didn't pay attention to the first round, because it was during the Sweet 16 in
of
the
college Elite hoops.
So
yeah. Yeah.
I don't hold it against you. However, if you've not watched much college hockey up until this point of the season, you are going to love this weekend because all 4 teams are 1, 2, 3, and 4th best teams goals per game wise. It's going to be a lot of fun this weekend.
I think I'll sign up for the over in every game. Sort of. Yes. I think that might be the play here. Let's just jump into it because I mean, I know there's only 2 games on Thursday, but they are fire. Denver. My Pioneers, your Pioneers too, Beanick.
Yeah.
Had to sweat, you know, an overtime, you know, controversial, ending there. But we got the dub and the Denver Pioneers, they had to go all the way to fucking Amherst, you know, like they had to go wherever. Yeah. So they took true care of business, games. True road games. Now we head to, St. Paul, Minnesota to take on the private school pussies. That is the Boston Terriers out of the Patriot League. I don't even know if the Patriot League for hockey, are they? Probably something else, right?
No. Hockey East.
Yeah. I always just assume everything Boston is Patriot League. but Boston's laying 1.5 on the puck line. The over under's at 7. The money line for my Pioneers is +130. And you know, they won a championship. What? 2 years ago? Was it 2 years ago? I think it was 2 years ago.
2 years.
Yeah. They're going back to the dance, baby. And I mean the dance, I'm talking about the big dance, not this little Frozen Four shit. They are going to upset these Terriers. I'm on the +130 money line. And as we just talked about, give me the over on the 7 all fucking day. The question is, do you take the 1.5 to cover your ass? I say, no, fuck a puck line. Give me the money line. Give me the over 7 Pioneers. Get it done. There's gold in them there hills. Beanick, am I a maniac?
I like that line. Fuck a puck line. At -175. No, I would rather just take the plus money on the money line here with the Pioneers. I think both of these teams, I think this is going to be the better one of the 2 Frozen Four games here. we're really trying to poke holes in the either team that we're trying to fade in this game. I think I'm just siding with the plus 130 on the money line. The total has gone up a little bit by a half goal here. It was 6.5 earlier last week. Now it's at 7. But I mean, I don't think either one of the defenses here are going to be able to slow down the offenses. I mean, Boston U has Macklin Celebrini, who's going to be the number one NHL draft pick in this year's draft, alongside Lane Hudson and Ryan Green. They score the third most goals in the country per game, 4.2. And Denver, they lead the nation in goals per game, 4.7. And they've got a couple of guys on the offensive side of the puck that do the job pretty well, and Jack DeVine, Tristan Brose, Carter King. And defensively, they have an offensive unit as well, led by the Bouillon brothers. The Pios are a team that I want to back because of their Frozen Four experience that is still on this roster from 2 years ago, like Colby mentioned. When trying to decipher this game, DU has had some goaltending issues throughout the season. That's the one thing that nerves me, and that's the one thing that makes them the dog here. 26th in the country with Matt Davis. He has a 2.48 goals against average per game. BU has a little bit better of a goaltending situation, although it's not an elite one in Matthew Caron. So I think Denver's alive as the dog. The number three team in the country for a reason. I like the Pioneers here in St. Paul. Colby?
I mean, I know you're a season ticket holder in basketball, so I would be shocked.
And I'm on the over too.
Yeah.
I'm on the over too.
That's what I'm saying, dude. There's money to be made in these there hills. So, you know, folks, get on over there and
smash
that bet. That is, I think, a very wise play. Now I got to ask you, that's a stupid question. Actually, I was going to say, which one are you more excited about? Obviously you're a Michigan fan. Michigan, Boston.
I don't know if excited would be the word. I don't know if I'm excited for the Michigan. I'm looking forward to it. My hopes are not high. We'll get to that in a little bit. But
yeah. I get you. And it's a letdown spot after Sparty. So
we'll see about the letdown, though. It has been a week and a half since
still,
that game.
Still. I mean, I just don't think you get up for your rival. You get up more for your rivals than you do for other teams. Folks, I want to tell you that the College Hockey Experience is brought to you by Golf Gambling Podcast. Yes, it is Masters Week. Subscribe to the Golf Gambling Podcast. The guys are giving away a tailor-made Spider X putter. I got no idea what the fuck that is, 'cause I don't golf, but I'm telling you, it's awesome. All right. Enter for free sportsgamblingpodcast.com/masters. Once again, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/masters. Even if you don't golf, all right, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/masters. Even if you don't golf, you know, how expensive, you know, one of the reasons why I hate golf and, you know, is how expensive it is. And, so even if you don't golf, get in there, enter that picks contest. You might get that putter, a tailor-made Spider X. You could flip that thing for some greenbacks. All right. Worst comes to worst. But look, if you love golf, even, you know, you should definitely check out the Golf Gambling Podcast, because those guys are fucking fire with their picks and they're hilarious. So check it all out. I want to tell you, we're brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Underdog Fantasy is the easiest place to play fantasy sports. It's also the fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. You can win up to 100 times the amount of money you enter in a single night. Pick between 2 of 5 players to build a pick'em entry. The more players you add, the odds go up, obviously. Sign up today with the promo code TCESGPN. You get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant pick'em special. Once again, visit underdogfantasy.com, find them in the App Store, and don't forget to register with the promo code TCESGPN. You get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant pick'em special. All right, we are back. Do you load up on the Masters, Noah?
I wouldn't say I load up, but I do watch it. Like, this is one of probably 6 weeks that I watched golf the entire weekend of the year. I played a little bit of college golf. I walked onto the golf.
No team. Shit.
Yeah, but I don't watch it like I wish I paid more attention to it, but this is the one weekend where one of a few that I pay attention.
Gotcha. Yeah.
That makes Look, sense.
Golf movies, in my opinion, much better than golf the sport. You got Caddyshack, you got Gilmore, you got Tin Cup, you got Heat.
Yeah, I would tend to agree with you there. And I would just say those three are probably the only three.
Well, they made a sequel to Caddyshack. It wasn't very good.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen the sequel. There's one other one that I've seen golf movie that I can think of.
Oh, Legend of Bagger Vance or something.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah. That one.
Yeah, I just think but hey, the people love the Masters. Go check them out. You know, I'm clearly in the minority here with my golf take, but what's up?
I think my Masters winner this year is going to be Xander. I like Xander. I'm falling for Xander.
I did turn in a DFS lineup, so that might make me watch a little more than I normally do.
I'm holding off because there's always a slate that gets better weather scenario than the other. So I'm holding off until like Wednesday night to submit my DFS.
There we go.
But yeah.
Check out the Golf Gambling Podcast, folks. But now we are back to Frozen Four picks, and he's been trying to duck it. He doesn't want to talk about it. His Michigan Wolverines let down City after beating their arch rivals. Although you think they would have the crowd here, just with the proximity to Minnesota here, Michigan's getting a 1.5 on the puck line at -150. Taking on Boston College. I normally have a theory that you never bet Boston College athletics except for hockey. The over under's at 7. And the money line for these Wolverines is +140. BC on the money line is -180. And I think we load up on -180. Sometimes, you know, I know some people say, well, that's too crazy. You know, -180. No, I think if you really think they're going to win, just got to put down a substantial amount.
Can't just rule. I mean, just doing the college baseball experience, baseball is a money line sport. Usually -180 is good for me. Anything over 200, that's when I start to either I'll look at the run line / puck line, or I'll just money line parlay. But I'm still willing to lay -180. Usually I just go 1.8 to win one full unit. So that's my philosophy around that.
Yeah. So I mean, look, this is a great spot to fade Michigan. They just beat their arch rivals. I'm all over BC at -180. I'm also on that over. Like I said, the overs are, you know, they're going to slap off this Thursday night. All the overs are slapping off. Buddy, why? I know it's your team, but build me the case. Because I don't even know if you want to pick this game, do you?
This is the game that I feel more comfortable giving out picks for than the other one.
Okay. Okay. Well, why is that?
It's Boston College all the way. I'm really like, if I'm doing my duty here at like doing this show, I have to give out the Eagles. And this is so Michigan being a 3 seed, 10th overall, I think their seed line was, had they not gotten red hot to finish off the season in late February, early March, to even be an at large in this tournament, they wouldn't be here. The week and a half off in between the regionals and the Frozen Four, I think hurts Michigan more than anybody else because the defense has been questionable more than anybody else. And you're now going up against Boston College, who has the most stacked line since the CCM line with Michigan. In their three freshmen and Will Smith, Ryan Leonard, and Gabe Perreault, but also Cutter Gauthier is unreal in his own right as well. And the handicap here, I had one of my favorite handicaps in the first round being fading RIT against who are they against? There's Boston.
Yeah.
RIT against Boston because RIT took a lot of penalties and BU had one of the best power plays in the country. Well, the same thing here. BC has the number one power play in the country. Michigan takes the eighth most penalties in the country. They are probably more than likely going to get burned against a very, very good offensive team. My prediction here is Boston College is scoring like five or six goals in this game. And the over is going to hit really easily. That's my favorite pick in the entire two games. Also, I feel pretty good about the money line, but also the puck line, I think, at plus money is a great play on BC. The fact that you're getting Michigan, who's a three seed, going up against the number one team in the country by far, in my opinion, in BC, they're plus 140 only, and Denver's plus 130 against BU. I just think this is mispriced. This game, in my opinion, looking at the two, I think Greg Brown has just, he wins. And with Boston College, he was the last one that led them to a national title. Him now being the head coach here, I think this is the team that BC is going to do it with again.
Yeah, he was on that staff in 2012 that won it all, right?
On the roster.
Oh, on the roster. Yeah, yeah.
The one edge that you can build for Michigan is if Jacob Barshefsky just stands on his head. He's a grad transfer from Canisius, fifth-year senior. He's 25 years old. He played pretty damn well against Michigan State and North Dakota in the Maryland Heights Regional, close to his hometown. If he stands on his head again, he could defy the odds of the poor defense, the most likely going to be on the penalty kill type handicap here. Because BC's goalie is a 19-year-old true freshman in Jacob Fowler. However, he's been great everywhere. He's been highly touted prospect, hasn't done anything to shatter those expectations. And, you know, last year with the Youngstown Phantoms, he only led them to a Clark Cup with a 1.36 goals against average during that time. So he plays his best hockey under the bright lights. I don't see it here for Michigan against BC, but I do see a lot of goals scored for both teams.
Yes, the over in both games. Kind of like that as a parlay, by the way. Yeah. But I'm on BC as well. Look, they haven't won a natty since 2012. By the way, I think Greg Brown, when he played, he was on the staff from 04 to 2018 as an assistant, right? And then he played prior to that, I believe. Either way, I mean, this is a guy that is former, coach of the year, back to his, you know, New York Rangers days as an assistant. He just knows hockey through and through. He's going to put it on those Wolverines, buddy. And look, it's been 12 years since they won a national championship. So
this is always the spot too, where Michigan chokes. We were talking about, that was a topic of conversation on the last show. Michigan usually gets the Frozen Four and then they choke there. Like, they've had loaded teams the last couple of years and they've lost in the Frozen Four. So I think it's the correct time to fade the Wolves right here.
All right. Now look, I'm going to read an ad, but I want you to think about between both overs and both game lines or money lines. That is not puck lines, ranking all four in strength of order.
Okay.
So, but before I do that, I want to tell you folks out there that the College Hockey Experience Frozen Four Picks is brought to you by AVO. Yes, we are proud to partner up with AVO, the premier sports betting arbitrage tool. If you're new to arbitrage sports betting, it's very simple. Basically betting both sides of a bet at two different sports books to lock in a profit. The AVO tool scan sports books looking for discrepancies in the odds and then tells you how much money you need to place with each sports book to basically make a profit. The tool is super easy to use and it's lightning fast, as obviously speed is such a big part of arbitrage sports betting. And the best part is AVO is completely free to use without any restrictions. That's right, folks. Completely free. Get started today at arbsversodds.com. Once again, that's arbsversodds.com. It's ARBS versodds.com. All right, we are back here on the College Hockey Experience. And look, two games Thursday night. I can't wait to watch these games. And let's like, to me, going power ranking these four plays, am I crazy that I would put the overs before the actual money lines?
I like the BC money line best.
Okay.
And then the two overs, then the Denver money line. But I also, I like the BC puck line a little bit more than the Denver. Honestly, if you were to ask me how I'm playing this, I'm taking the BC money line, BC puck line over in Michigan, BC. And then I'm going to the Denver BU game. And I'm taking Denver and BU over, and then the Denver money line.
Yeah. So you're not taking the puck line in Denver, Boston, which it makes sense.
I just don't think it's worth the squeeze.
And I hadn't taken the puck line in Michigan Boston College game, but I think you just sold me, because Boston College is plus 120 on that minus 1.5. All right. It makes sense.
There are props for the game. I would say this, like, Massimo Rizzo is interesting for DU, because he's a guy that has missed, I think it's like 14 games due to injury, but he was leading the country. I think it was, he was definitely top three in points. And he's a goal scorer, plus 180. If he plays, there's been rumors and rumblings that he's going to be back for this game at plus 180. I think he'll be ready to go, to score a goal here for Denver against Boston. In a high scoring game, I think that's a great play. Who do you have winning it all? There's some futures out here still.
Well, that's what I was going to say, is it is super juicy. Plus 450. My Denver Pioneers bringing back the title. It's worth a sprinkle, man, because I have Denver and Boston College playing. So you might as well. And look, I like kind of playing both. I think it makes sense. Like, just put $100 on BC. I might even put a little bit, like, I don't know. I put $100 on both BC and Denver. I think it'll be fine. Plus 450. I mean, come on. That's good action right now. And there's only four teams left, and we think they're going to win outright in this game. So that means all they'd have to do is win one other game. Am I crazy?
So we're just going to give out three teams total of the four to win it all here. That's what we're going to do.
Are you jumping on Michigan?
I mean, no, I'm on BC. BC, I had plus 250 pre-tournament to win it all. Then now plus 150. What I would do if I'm out there looking to play BC to win it, I wouldn't take the plus 150 to win the Frozen Four. I would roll it over from the minus 180 money line against Michigan. Then you're going to probably catch a minus 140-ish should they play BU, or minus 150 if they play Denver. And I think that does you justice of the plus 150 there. So that would be what I do.
Folks, follow Noah Beanick. Man knows a thing or two about this Frozen Four action. Yeah, I mean, I wish I had more games to break down. Quick little 30-minute episode to get it done. Noah Beanick's on Twitter at NoahB77_. I'm on Twitter at the Colby D. The College Hockey Experience is on Twitter at TCE on SGPN. Give us all a follow, youtube.com/thecollegeexperience. Hit that like, hit that subscribe. We talk all college sports. So, like, you know, obviously we host the College Basketball Experience, the College Football Experience, the College Baseball Experience, the FCS College Football Experience. So get on over there and check out all those solo podcasts, even though we all come together as one on YouTube, youtube.com/thecollegeexperience. And don't forget to check out our other stuff. Sports gambling podcast, that, you know, been doing it for a while, every Friday night on VEASAN, VEASAN Sports Network there, Brent Musburger's network. Also, the UFL gambling podcast. We got the UFL going along. Spring football. Who doesn't love it? Check it out. I host that. I also host the CFL gambling podcast for any Canadians listening. this year. I am your host on the CFL Gambling Podcast. We're ramping up. Check out the Bottom Line Bombs podcast. Yeah, I think that's enough shameless promoting. Folks,
Big 12 experience.
Big 12 experience. Yeah, if you're a Big 12 fan, even though none of these programs are in the Big 12, check it out. They talk Big 12 college football, college baseball, college basketball. Working on the hockey side of that. they're working on that. But yeah, check out the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. As always, folks, get the SGPN app. It's free to download in the App Store and Google Play Store. You'll get access to all of our picks, our articles, our podcast, our content, our special stuff that we give out. So until next time, because I can't wait. Thursday's awesome. This is the College Hockey Experience. You better start thinking about yours. And we out of here.